This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Pope calls for peace. The Russians have long-term security demands. Ukraine has already lost some of its eastern territory to Russian mercenaries. That has been ongoing for years with an estimated 14,000 souls lost. Pope Francis on Wednesday led a day of prayer for peace in Ukraine, calling for dialogue to prevail over partisan interests to resolve the standoff. The cost of money for banks could be going up soon. Jay Powell, the 16th chair of the Federal Reserve, says right now the Reserve's goal is price stability during historic inflation.
We're committed to our price stability goal. We will use our tools both to support the economy and a strong labor market, and to prevent higher inflation from becoming entrenched.
Powell says once the pandemic dissipates, our economy will flourish.
If the wave passes quickly, the economic effects should as well, and we would see a return to strong growth.
USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
A Supreme Court justice seat will soon become vacant.
Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is reportedly calling it quits at the end of this term. The 83-year-old has been on the court for nearly 28 years and is described as a pragmatic liberal. As far as what we can expect in a confirmation hearing, Garrett Gentry is a former advisor to Neil Gorsuch.
I think what you're going to see here is this is a long, grueling process. You'll have Republicans who will have to figure out, obviously, we'll have to see who the nominee is, but I think figuring out who the nominee is and figuring out what those attacks are on that nominee and trying to stonewall it, because this nominee, whoever it is, when they get confirmed, could be on the bench for 2-3 decades ruling on some of the big issues of the day, from the Second Amendment all the way down to abortion. So this certainly is going to set up a big battle going into midterms.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A Trump advisor calls out Dr. Anthony Fauci. Senior advisor Peter Navarro on Newsmax Wednesday said that Fauci misled the people of America.
On January 28, 2020, it's an important date because that's the dawn of the pandemic. And I was fighting him on the China travel ban, which he opposed. But I've got the Wuhan lab behind me. And here's what I believe Fauci knew on January 28, 2020, which he did not tell us. He knew that the virus certainly came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology because it popped up literally within yards of this. He knew that he had sponsored what's called gain-of-function experiments in this lab, which basically can turn harmless bat viruses into human killers. He knew the Chinese had that technology. And so here's why that big lie of omission is so important. It's not just that the virus got unleashed upon the world at Fauci's hands. If he had told us, if he had come to the president, come to me, come to the task force and said, Eric, look, we've got a big problem here at this lab. We think this might be genetically engineered, and we need to do something about it. What we would have done, Eric, is pressured the Chinese Communist Party relentlessly to give us the original genome of the virus, which to this day we still do not have.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth is joining us, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, how are we doing?
Doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I guess it's appropriate to pick up our conversation from the last time regarding COVID. I mean, everything seems to be COVID, but I think what it's coming down to here, and you can correct me if I'm seeing this incorrectly, is that we need a credible voice from from the scientists, from the authorities. Dr. Fauci clearly has disqualified himself. CDC is compromised. I mean, these institutions that heretofore we've have counted on to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, they've really added to the confusion. They have not settled anything. If anything, they've exacerbated the lack of trust and confidence in our institutions to give us the necessary information. The vaccinations, therapeutics, monoclonal, go on down the list that America has access, should have access to. This has been so politicized that, we're all going in circles, don't know who to trust. And then meanwhile, these elected officials and these elites are losing their minds because the minions are not complying.
Right. And this is what happens when we have censorship. And what we've witnessed now over the last couple of years, specifically to COVID, is that doctors are being, and nurses, and others like Joe Rogan, there is a pressure from the left, from the fascist left, in order to censor dissenting voices, in order to censor debate. And not only is it censorship on the internet, but Elizabeth Warren actually was caught writing a letter to Amazon asking that the book, The Truth About COVID-19, be removed, be unavailable for sale. And now she's being sued. And so in the face of censorship, we do get disinformation. And what we have witnessed over the last 2 years is a host of disinformation or misinformation from the supposed experts like Dr. Fauci and those at the CDC. They change the science when the narrative doesn't fit their opinions. So we have a change, it seems like, every week. The science changes, and which is highly unusual. Like I said, the vaccine definition was changed in order to fit their narrative. The vaccine definition was always the vaccine definition when it came to polio or when it came to tuberculosis or what have you. But because we were seeing breakthrough cases of COVID in vaccinated patients, and even prior to that, they had to change the definition of the vaccine. And so when there's only one side in a debate, you don't have a debate. You have an authoritarian edict that we've been living under for 2 years, and unfortunately with deadly consequences. science.
Why did they? Why did they bother to? Let me ask you this real quick. Just and then, I want you to finish your thought. Forgive me. Why did they bother to want to, you know, to alter the definition of a vaccination when they're they've got immunity? I mean, there's no liability for them. What is this, to save some sort of, you know, some sort of face, or to have some get out of jail card down the road if it's ever challenged?
Well, I think we're witnessing exactly how much power that the pharmaceutical companies have over the federal government, over the CDC, over the FDA. This is how much power they have. I mean, when you look at Moderna's stock or Pfizer's stock or even J&J's stock, they're having 70-some-odd% gains over the course of the last year. They might have leveled out a little bit, but initially you had Moderna stock, I think it was up 72% on average at one time. And so, you know, with this power comes coverage. And what I mean by that is basically coverage as far as covering them from any sort of liability. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the power of the pharmaceutical companies, as we're seeing, as we're witnessing, their influence over policy, their influence over language, their influence. I mean, you have the Pfizer CEO, who's a veterinarian, by the way, you know, actually calling for censorship. Again, there is no place for censorship in science. Science is all about discovery. Science is right. about testing hypotheses and coming to theories. And when you only have a certain group of scientists that are usually federally funded, you know, in order to produce results, then you're only going to get certain results, and you aren't going to have a control group or an alternate experiment to test that. You know, I was saying on a radio show the other day, where's the control group? You always have a control group in science. You always have a control group in the experiment. If we had 100% vaccination rate, which is what really now they're pushing, it was 51, it was, you know, a certain percentage, and they keep moving the goalposts. Well, if we have a majority of people, you know, 80 to 100% vaccinated, we have no control group.
Exactly. Well, and I want to go back to what you said earlier, because I want people to understand what you and I are talking about. This isn't, you know, we've got our tinfoil hats on and we're just theorizing here. I mean, this is all back. If you saw just what was revealed this week in terms of the emails going back and forth in the early stages of when the outbreak of COVID came about, and Dr. Fauci and the head of the NIH, they had their fingerprints all over these emails. You know, when they got all these brain trusts together, all these scientists together, and they said, because there was initially some idea, and again, questioning, just like you said, what science does, and looking at the construct of this virus, saying this could not have come from a bat. It had to be engineered. And they, right there in the emails that you see, that they squashed that. They did not want any mention whatsoever of the possibility that this could have been as a result of a lab leak. And Dr. Fauci and was it Nelson at the time? They were handling all this, and they're advising the president with this kind of misinformation, and he's making, you know, judgments and trying to direct the nation accordingly. I mean, these guys got to be fired post haste. Well, Nelson's no longer there, but Fauci especially. I mean, he has no credibility. And for people to still believe him, it's okay. If you still want to believe a liar and somebody that clearly is in it for his own, you know, his own greed and his own gain at the expense of the American people, the lives of American people, hey, that's up to you. That's your choice. But I choose not to.
Right. And, you know, you asked me what the definition or the change in the definition of the vaccine was, and I actually got it for you. So I want to read it so people understand how it changed, if that's okay.
Yes, so, please.
Pre-2015, the definition of vaccination was injection of a killed or weakened infection organism in order to prevent the disease. Vaccination 2015 to 2021. The act of introducing a vaccine into the body to produce immunity to a specific disease. September 2021, they changed it again. Vaccination, the act of introducing a vaccine into the body to produce protection from a specific disease. Three times. It went from preventing the disease pre-2015 to producing immunity until September 2021. And then in September 2021, it said protection from a specific disease.
And my question to you in a scientific manner, ladies and gentlemen, is why would they do that? I'm going to let you think about it as we go to break. We've got more from Megan Barth, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, coming up. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here, Megan Barth is there, and of course, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com and editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Hey, real quick sidebar here. And that is this illusion that President Biden is some sort of nice guy. And I don't get this narrative. I've never seen this guy's a nice guy. He gets mean. He wants to fight. He wanted to take President Trump, behind the barn, he said, talking like some bully that, wants to write checks that he can't cash. And then, of course, what he said about Peter Ducey the other day and calling him an SOB, spoken out. And, as you and I were talking, I thought Peter Ducey handled it with a lot more class than the president of the United States did.
Yeah, and let's circle back, as Jen Psaki, that statement. When Joe Biden referred to Peter Ducey as an SOB and a hot mic, it not only illustrated just how nasty, really, a very nasty old man that Joe Biden is or has become or has always been, but he said it to him in response to a question on inflation. So what does that tell you about the president, how the president thinks about the average working man and women who are complaining about inflation? I talk to a lot of people every week as the editor of the Nevada Globe, as a person who's on multiple radio shows every week, and I'm out in the community. This is the number one issue on people's minds is the cost of goods. Because they're witnessing the rising cost of goods, which are pinching their pocketbooks, making it very difficult for them to even feed their families, go to work, gas up their car, et cetera. And so are all these people who are complaining and asking questions about inflation stupid SOBs, according to Biden?
Yeah, it's a stupid question, he said. Although, going into it, he told all the reporters it was going to be single focused on inflation. He didn't want to take any questions about Ukraine, just talk about inflation. So Peter Ducey, as he's being chased out, asked a question about the topic that he was, he was limited to ask about. And, then the president says, what a stupid question. What a SOB. It's like, but this, of course, this is the guy, his language has always been loose between that and his infringement on people's personal space, smelling their hair and doing whatever creepy thing that he does. But, hey, look at God bless him. He's our president. And I don't know. It's too late. I don't know how he can possibly get reformed. And I was mentioning to you, I'm going to be talking with Miranda Devine later today and her book, The Laptop from Hell, and her stories in the book about the Biden family. Megan, they're a mess. I mean, this family needs therapy. They are, and I'm not just talking Hunter. I mean, this goes all the way. I mean, as messed up as Hunter is, having an affair with his sister-in-law after the death of his brother, all the drugs, sex, hookers, I mean, go on down the line, getting paid bazillions of dollars from the Chinese for something that he's ill-informed about and ill-trained about, flying into the country on Air Force Two with the vice president who claims that he doesn't know anything about Hunter's business. I mean, this guy's just flat out lying through his teeth. It just defies credulity on its face. But, all the way this whole thing goes is go, oh, my God, get him a therapist. Get the whole family a therapist. They are a mess.
Well, yeah, not only a therapist, but a parole officer. We have, unfortunately, Hunter's laptop, his dealings with the communist Chinese, as well as the Ukrainian government, working as an energy consultant when he has zero knowledge about the energy industry. That's Hunter Biden.
Well, he knows about as much as his father. Look what his father's done with our energy. What does that tell you?
Exactly. Has really set up the White House and those in power like Biden and his cabinet in a place of a risk of blackmail.
Mm-hmm.
So on that, if we have Hunter's laptop and hard drive, don't you think probably the Chinese have it?
Of course they do.
Of course,
Putin has it. They all have it. There's no doubt about it. Plus, on top of that, the fact being known. Look, Hunter goes to China. He makes this deal. Everybody in China knows that Hunter and Joe Biden are dirty. They know that because they've been doing business with them. They're doing the same. It's so funny. Basically, the Bidens are doing the same thing the Chinese do. Like, you know, America has its oligarchs, right? And China has its oligarchs, these well-heeled people that are tied to the government, like any kind of totalitarian government. You either are, you're the head dog or you're close to the head dog so that you can get protected. All these guys, Alibaba, you know, just go on down the line of all these Chinese oligarchs that are in control. And as long as you're in the inner circle, you're okay. And these are the people that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden were dealing with. So they know the game. And, you know, it's like, you know, this is why when they came and met with Blinken, if you remember, and they chastised Blinken, like, don't talk about, in a sense, don't talk about being righteous. We know who you are. You know, you guys, you know, we've got so much dirty laundry on you. So, you know, they really slapped down, you know, Blinken and the United States, and the media wrote about it in such a way that they were, you know, they just couldn't believe the Chinese, the audacity of the Chinese, the audacity, the truthfulness of the Chinese about this administration, Megan. This is what people need to see. They are corrupt.
Yeah, exactly. And I'd like to touch on just one more thing, not only the corruption that exists, and with Peter Schweitzer's book as well, I actually ordered it. I'm going to be reading it when it comes in. But even Peter Schweitzer said, look, you know, all of that I've uncovered needs to be fully investigated by a congressional committee or those in power. And the problem is that those in power seemingly are doing nothing except having meetings about meetings and tweeting about it.
Exactly.
You know, if we did have a fair judicial system, if we did have an investigative organization like the FBI that was not compromised or politicized, I don't really think that Joe Biden would be president right now. If we had a press that wasn't corrupted, Joe Biden wouldn't be president right now. Because remember, the press told us that Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation.
Exactly.
And then months later, they're like, oh, no, it wasn't. And this, of course, is after the election when they admitted their mistake. But they did everything to collude in order and suppress information, the censorship, like I said. They did everything they could to ensure that Joe Biden was installed, not elected, installed as president.
Exactly.
These are types of impeachable offenses, including what we're seeing that's going on at the southern border. The Border Patrol had close to 2 million encounters with illegal aliens. Bill Mulligan, I think his name is, at Fox News, formally Bill M. with Fox News. He reported and saw that young males, illegal alien males, many with criminal records, which include sexual assault, drug trafficking, illegal reentry, DUI, are being flown in the dead of night to small airports and then dumped in small airports. First, they are and we're paying for it. We are paying for the taxi cabs. We are paying for the flights. We are paying for the human trafficking that the Biden administration and their DHS Mayorkas leader is doing in the dead of night. And we just saw a bunch of young illegal alien men dumped in Western New York.
Exactly.
Dumped in Westchester, New York, at the small airport. They're not going through the major airports because that would attract crowds.
Yes.
So they're shipping them to all parts of the country in the dead of night and dumping them into these small rural communities. And what do you think this is going to do to the crime rate when you dump criminals in small towns?
Of course, yes. The number two issue, the number two issue that people are concerned with next to inflation is crime. And it's through the roof. Bill Malusian from Fox News is who you're talking about. Yeah, right, exactly. I had to Google it myself real quick just to remind myself. Megan Barth, always appreciate the time. Great insight. Thank you.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing 30-second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.25%. Yes, 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount rates may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Pope calls for peace. The Russians have long-term security demands. Ukraine has already lost some of its eastern territory to Russian mercenaries. That has been ongoing for years with an estimated 14,000 souls lost. Pope Francis on Wednesday led a day of prayer for peace in Ukraine, calling for dialogue to prevail over partisan interests to resolve the standoff. The cost of money for banks could be going up soon. Jay Powell, the 16th chair of the Federal Reserve, says right now the Reserve's goal is price stability during historic inflation.
We're committed to our price stability goal. We will use our tools both to support the economy and a strong labor market and to prevent higher inflation from becoming entrenched.
Powell says once the pandemic dissipates, our economy will flourish.
If the wave passes quickly, the economic effects should as well, and we would see a return to strong growth.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and we're going to talk RV sharing with our friend, CEO John Gray, who's back with us to talk about America's hunger to travel, and he's going to be sharing some travel trends and forecasting a rather robust year for tourism after almost 2 years of shifting protocols, restrictions, and postponed trips. One thing appears to be certain. Road tripping and outdoor recreational travel are here to stay. RV Share has revealed findings from its 2022 travel trend report, predicting that this year is going to be a blockbuster year for travel, as nearly all, 90% of survey respondents said they're very or even 100% likely to travel for leisure. John Gray, that's good news for RV Share, right?
It absolutely is, Bill. Thanks for having me back. Yeah, the survey results were very encouraging for the year to come.
Well, let's talk about some of the biggest trends that you got in that survey results.
So the first one is the one you just mentioned, which is that people are ready to get back on the road. I think people are kind of ready to resume a normal travel pattern or expand their travel pattern to kind of make up for some of the travel that they've missed over the last couple of years. The other things that came from the survey, we're seeing that a lot more people are interested in trips that are centered around nature and getting outside. And what we saw is across every demographic category, more than 50% of respondents are looking to take a trip, either an RV trip or a road trip, that is kind of centered around nature. And that was most prominent in the millennial category, where millennials, 70% of millennials are interested in a trip of that sort. And then the last trend, I think, is the most interesting long-term one, which is that this work-from-anywhere movement is here to stay. Three-fourths of respondents say that their ability to work remotely is a consideration in their trip planning, and 40% of people are saying that they have more flexibility to work remotely post-pandemic than they had before the pandemic.
Yeah, you kind of knew where I was going to go with my next question, and that is that these flexible work hours is probably helping these numbers, and this is going to bring some new travelers to the category, is it not?
Absolutely. I think, you know, flexibility is the word. More flexible working schedules and more flexible arrangements for where you can work means more flexibility for travel. You know, there's typically, you know, people book an RV on a Friday for a long weekend. Now we're seeing that stretch into Wednesday and Thursday. So, you know, people are extending their trips, they're blending their work with their time off a bit more, and we're seeing a lot of that happen. It's created some kind of interesting unintended consequences. One of the things that's most interesting about that is now two-thirds of people who are looking to rent an RV are saying that they need to have, you know, basically Zoom-quality Wi-Fi in their RV, which rewind by 5 years, no one wanted Wi-Fi when they were on an RV trip. Their whole plan was to get off the grid, and that has really fundamentally shifted in the last 5 years.
John, what about the entertainment venues or the destinations that they're going? I mean, generally, most people think, well, I'll go RV, I'm going to go outdoor. I mean, people are getting involved with RVs to go to sporting events, music festivals. I mean, the use of RVs now in the marketplace has really expanded as well, has it not?
That's right. I would say the meat and potatoes of the industry is still the kind of Great American Road Trip. National parks are still the top destinations. But you're seeing a lot more people, you know, use RVs for what they really are, which is a flexible accommodation option. So one of the things you can do when you rent through RV Share is the owner can deliver the RV wherever you want it. So, you know, say an owner picks up an RV, or it delivers it to a music festival, and you can basically have an RV that has an air conditioner, a bathroom, and a kitchen right there at the music festival, and instead of sleeping in a tent on the ground or something like that. And a lot of people are kind of waking up to that idea as a better way to experience events.
Exactly. Well, this is absolutely awesome. John, let's spend a little bit more time about RV Share and what RV Share is all about and how you interact with a consumer.
Sure. So RV Share works very similarly to a Vrbo or an Airbnb in that we take people who own an RV and are looking to turn it into a second source of income, and we connect those people with people who want to go on an RV trip, and we do it in an online marketplace. So you can come to RVShare.com, and if you're ready to book a trip, you type in where you want to pick up the RV or where you want to go. You can type in what kind of car you have if you want to tow it, and we'll only surface results of RVs that you can tow with your car, or if you want to drive it, you can select for drivables, or if you don't want to tow it or drive it, you just want to stay in it, you can get it delivered to the campground of your choice through RV Share as well.
Oh, wow, that's from soup to nuts, that's incredible. And, as far as the owners, this is win-win for the owners and the people that rent. And I imagine even for people who are thinking about, well, maybe they might think about, buying a particular RV. Well, this gives them an opportunity to maybe, you know, test drive it in a very practical sort of way. Do you see that happening as well?
Yeah, I think that's very well said. I mean, we see about 30% of our user base prior to the pandemic was people who are considering buying an RV and using RV Share as an extended test drive. And we see that continuing into the future.
So in terms of, you see the growth very robust, especially, like you said, with these different uses and how that's being expanded, not to mention the fact that, the satisfaction rating of people that are participating in RV Share have been very happy with the results.
Absolutely. Satisfaction ratings are very high. People love spending time outside and spending time with their family, so they really love RV trips, and they want to come back and do it over and over again.
Well, and that's the thing, I guess, that, you know, we talked about this the last time, is that you can always tell when an idea is successful, and that is when it's repeating itself, right? When people are coming back, that tells you you're on the right path, right?
Absolutely, and we're seeing a lot of that, and we expect to continue to see that going forward.
Well, John Gray serves as the CEO at RV Share, the world's largest RV rental marketplace. The company lists over 100,000 RVs and has booked more than a million days. I mean, this is incredible, John, to hear this kind of news, and especially to look at the forecast to see that, you know, things are looking quite bright for those of us who see ourselves getting out and enjoying the great outdoors, and maybe even taking a look at these other things that maybe we didn't think about, being involved with an RV Share program to take us to a sporting event, music festivals, and on and on. I mean, I love the creativity of the millennials and how they're utilizing your services. This is great. John, as we wrap things up, tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Yeah, you can just go to rvshare.com and find everything you need there. Thanks, Bill.
Well, this portion of Bill Martinez's show is being brought to you by MyPillow, by the way. And, you know, I got to tell you, it's to be honest with you, I am frustrated for Mike Lindell and for all the great people that work at MyPillow, because what Mike has tried to do, like us, is to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And because the cancel culture and everybody wants to come after him, it is amazing. I mean, the guy has put his money where his mouth is. I mean, he has subjected the assets of his company for the sake of freedom and our country. And the payback is incredible by this cancel culture, where his products have been canceled, stores have canceled him, he's getting problems with his bank and things like that. But to his credit, you know, God bless him that he continues to fight the good fight and offers some really great deals, because now what's happening is we're coming direct now. And at BillMartinezShow.com, just go to the website. You see right there, MyPillow at the top. Click on it. You'll see the great deals that are happening. The password that you need to know is Cha-Cha. Real simple, Cha-Cha. Just put that down just for fun. You know, I just want to make sure I got your attention. And that'll be your gateway to great discounts. Like right now, I just got a note that they got a special slipper. You've been hearing a lot about his slipper. Oh, those slippers are unbelievable. They're so comfortable. You're going to love them. 50% off right now, a special discount to our audience. So 50% on all the slippers that are right there on the site. Check it out at BillMartinezShow.com.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS.
A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for the host of Movie Guide TV, Abby Bear Carroll, joins us now. Hey, Abby, how you doing?
Doing well.
Okay, so are we masked, no masking? I mean, what's the status here? I mean, you know, we've got everybody, you know, just so worried. I mean, you wonder what's going on with the government, because one minute, I mean, they're saying masks aren't necessary, then you got to have three masks, now no mask, and then you got Europe, England saying, hey, forget the mask, burn the mask. You know, maybe that's what we should have, like back in the old disco days when it was going out. You got all the masks together like those old disco records and just put them in a big pile and burn them up.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm in California, so I'm going to be the last of anything. You know, it'll be 2025 before I take off my
Can you imagine the generational brain damage and psychological impact that this is having?
I know it's really sad, and you know I don't put it on my children, even though my child is you know, they say two and above, which two and above is, you know, my child is one and a half. She's close to two. It's just, I can't imagine I wouldn't do it to her, you know.
Well, they, just what you want to do is during their formative years, right, of learning, when they need to see people's faces and expressions, this is all part of the learning process, you're going to blunt that on them? You are basically going to dumb them down? Who would want to do that to their kids? If you think about it, maybe they're just not aware. You know?
And there's a lot of research on it, too, that has come out. So, you know, it's interesting, all the research that's come out on all the different elements about COVID. And we have to pray that the leaders take that research and you know, lead with the research and what's come out about it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the power that people of faith have, is that we don't have to go to Dr. Fauci for the answers. We have God Almighty himself, the creator of heaven and earth, who's in charge, still large and in charge. And, you know, there's no comparison. And this is, I think, in the process, what we're learning is that we have to come to him in all humility to ask for wisdom and insight into this. And for protection, because clearly our government officials are incapable of doing this. I don't see any confidence, you know, increasing with the policies that they're coming up with. Just my personal opinion, Evie, that's all.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we'll keep praying and trusting in the Lord, and, you know, we can't be living in fear because we have God on our side.
Amen. He has not given us a spirit of fear, right? So we'll hold on to those things and those promises that he has given us. Hey, let's talk movies. What about Home Team?
Yeah, Home Team is a family film that's on Netflix, and it has Kevin James. You know, Kevin James is known as a funny dude. He's he's always doing these funny things. And so it's nice to have a family comedic movie. What happened is the coach of this, based on the true story, actually, this coach of the New York, the New Orleans Saints, who they won the Super Bowl, and he was the coach for during the Super Bowl win. So he's on the top of his career, right, Sean Payton. And what happened was he got suspended for a year. Turned out he hadn't done it, but so then he goes back to his home and he starts coaching his middle school son, Connor. You know, he's gone from the Super Bowl, coaching the Super Bowl, to coaching a little middle school team that can't win one game, that you know, always losing by great numbers. So it's kind of a humbling experience, and he learns that family's more important, and you know, the love of the sport is more important than the win. Enjoying the sport, of course, working hard, you know, practicing hard, but doing it for the love of the sport instead of just, you know, doing it for the win. But so there's some good messages in there. It's more of a preteen and up movie, which is middle school age, which is 12 and up. So that's what we say about Home Team.
Well, that's good fun. Speaking of football, I like the story that you have there about the Bengals kicker. His T-shirt that he was wearing, you know, God is good. You know, that he showed off after the game and his great heroics in winning, you know, the game for the Bengals.
I know, isn't that an awesome story where he just
I love it.
Is going to talk about his faith and say that the real point of everything is that God is good. And so I love that, you know, people shy away. But it's wonderful when people who, you know, and a lot of young boys look to those to those players. So it's really good that this he's, you know, standing up for his faith.
Amen. No, that's awesome. It really is an encouragement, especially at this time when there was so much chaos going on. And that's what I keep reminding people is that, you know, chaos is not running just on its own. You know, God is still there, and he is being he's being pronounced and praised in different areas. That's quite interesting and refreshing and encouraging for people of faith is that, you know, we don't need to check it in, though the left wants us to. And some of these things they're doing now, Evie, is just so dangerous. I mean, even in government, they're forming lists of people of faith because they want to know who's religious, because if people are religious, they have a tendency to vote Republican. And what they're doing is combining these lists to get them out of our government. I mean, this is how bad this is getting. But still, it's like, look at, you know, we serve God, who is a just God, and he's still in control. And so it's like, you know, they can do all they want to do. But in the end, we know who wins, and we can be confident in that because God said so, and it will happen that way. Hey, Bina, since we're in a sports mood here for just a moment, can we talk about Pat Boone's new movie coming up, Mulligan?
Yeah, so Pat Boone, we know Pat Boone because Pat Boone has been a wonderful, you know, he's been around for years and years. In fact, my aunt was a part of a Pat Boone fan club back in the day when she was younger.
Oh, wow.
And now he's become a great, you know, he's become a great friend of Movie Guide, and he always comes to our Movie Guide Award. And so he's made this new movie. And so it's really about golf. If you're a golf fan, then you'll like this movie. you know, it's a good movie. I would say older audiences, just because of the interest in golf, right? It's kind of audience things for more adults. So, yeah, we recommend it.
Mulligan. Yeah, no, good fun. In fact, I'll be talking with Pat here in March. He'll be at NRB, so we're going to meet up there again. He's such a hoot. You know, the first time I had him on the air and interviewed, you know, of course, I go back to April Love days and everything like that. Next thing I know, he's singing April Love, you know, over the air. He is so precious, you know, just one of these cherished celebrities that we hold near and dear. A man of faith who has been consistent. Let's talk about the new slasher movie. Tell us about this.
But what's horrible about this movie is the Scream movie. You know, they've made a couple of these movies, and now there's a report, and that's what we've said for so many years, is that people take these movies and they, you know, if they're susceptible, they copy the stuff that's happening. And that's exactly what happened because, according to a recent police report, a teenager in Florida found the path that this man was running every day, a jogger was running, and tried to capture him and put him in his room, into his closet, just like the movie.
Oh, wow.
Right, just like the movie, this movie Scream 4 does. So, you know, you need to be... First of all, we don't, you know, nobody watched the movie Scream.
Right.
Second of all, be aware of what you're, you know, if you're, even if you're a grandparent, if you're a parent, be aware of what the teenagers you know are watching, right? Because
exactly.
They're very simple age. And so that's kind of what we're saying in this.
Wow. Yeah, this is amazing, you know, that this kind of exposure, you know, that, and it's presented and designed for our kids to see it. That's the dangerous stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, it really is a horrible, you know, killings, and it's about a serial killer, so it's very gruesome.
Yeah, what? Stuff, save your money.
We don't even like to talk about on the radio, right? But, so save your money and make sure your kid, you know, sometimes teenagers, though, your parents can say one thing and then, you know, everybody's going to the bad movie. And so, you know, that's why we say it's important to be like, to talk to your kids about what is this movie saying? What is the worldview in this movie? And, you know, it's saying evil, you know, this movie is saying evil. So just help your kid to make the decision to not want to go to it on their own, you know, on their own decision.
So, exactly. Yeah, which would be wonderful parents, to, you know, for them to see that happening. How about Nat Geo's Welcome to Earth on Disney?
Yeah, so this is the one that actually talks about God, and it talks about the beauty of the earth, and it's on Disney Plus because Nat Geo and Disney Plus are one nature documentary, and it's done by Will Smith. He's the host, and you know, he talks about how God's created this, and so there's some really good themes in there, and it's also really beautiful. So it's nice that we can, you know, see a program all about nature when we're connected to our computer so often and our phone so much, but just looking at the beauty of God's creation is a good reminder.
Amen. What about the new Lord of the Rings series?
Well, this is going to be on Amazon, and this is a big deal because, you know, the Lord of the Rings had a lot of Christian allegory to it, and the movies were well done in the 2000s, early 2000s, so, you know, a lot of our audience is interested in the Lord of the Rings coming out again. And, you know, fans of it are very interested. So we'll see. You know, they just, all they did was bring out a trailer. We pray that it's going to be, you know, faithful and it's going to be good. And that it'll be, you know, as well done as the movies were and have that kind of metaphor that was really, really embedded in the movies.
Exactly. Well, make sure you check out all the details at movieguide.org. She's the Movie Guide host, Movie Guide TV host, as well, Evie Bear Carroll. Evie, thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. Do the